Blog Talk Radio.
I leave females in my sheets and all my feelings in a rubber. This is showtime, showtime. Boy, I hope you set the DVR. Stacking money face to face. This shit look like CPR. Ye invited me a seat to sit at the throne. So now I'm snapping like your ass just finished the poem. Does he sound like Ye J or Jizzy Drake? Meanwhile, I'm chilling with all these niggas, counting all this money. You ain't consider yourself lucky to see a legend before the prime, a killer before the crime, a big before the dime. Greet me with a middle finger when you see me. It's cool, cause I can't see your ass from this side of the TV, motherfucker.
What you now hear is putting fear in all the older ones. Downplay me to downgrade me like they don't notice them. Your shoes too big to feel, I can barely squeeze my toes in them. Fucking hoes while teaching niggas to hold your son. This the rap Moses, scratch that, Mary and Joseph's son. High as fuck with a cold flow and a loaded gun. Never say I'm better than a hoe, but I'm the closest one. Heard you looking for trouble, what I'm supposed to run? Your bitch invited me inside her, ain't I supposed to come? Got niggas that'll blow your tee off, put a hole in one, now you outside of heaven's gate, frontin' like you know someone. Talking hard, but y'all still ain't push me. They say you are what you eat, and I still ain't push me. Fuck it, everybody can get it. When you're this high, everybody's a critic. But when you're this high, everybody's a mission. All this mean mugging from niggas that mean nothing. Could it be my position is one that you dreamed of? Went from quarter to broke to half past rich with my badass bitch. And you don't want no problems on some math class shit. So check the young genius out. Fuck the world, bust a nut and let my semen sprout. I thought that real shit is what you been fiending about. What you been praying for, what you been screaming about. Ironic, you been sleeping on the one that you been dreaming about.
Like we bringing 88 back.
Sound like
some
ogre shit, nigga.
You ever feel like somebody watching you? Well, I do, and it's true. The whole world asking who is this animal from the zoo. Out in Brooklyn with the mean one, too. On the mic, shit that he kicks, I've never seen kung fu. His tongue suffers from the machine gun flu. Rapid fire germs, you worm trying to creep on through. The rotten apple, if you want, if you rap, he'll have him for lunch or a snack. After his brunch, you will snack, crackle, and crunch in his mouth. But when I chew, I have to spit, cause none of y'all taste good. Your whole gimmick is full of shit. I'm so ready for war, every lyric I feel a clip to the top of my hip hop block popping until you trip. Let me ask you, if this is non-profit, and would you spit? Do you feel a goosebump when your joint knocking the whip? Do you do this for the love, or is this a plot to get rich? As if it is, I hope your album drops in the bottomless pit, bitch.
I give your bitch 2 rocks and a stick, 2 socks on my dick. Tell her suck my 2 popsicle sticks. To kill time, I threw rocks off the cliff. To kill rhymes, I spew vomit and spit lines. Watch to emit the bloodline of blue rock while it fit. The blue dream part 2, that's new rot in my zip. Part in the whip, these high fives can't cop me a whip. But if I'm lucky and loot drops in my mid, I do Ozzy Smith flips. Still trying to learn these new Copperfield tricks. And all I know is every cowboy steps through lots of bullshit. A blue hospital trip, this new doctor sick. The flu shot for the hip. A few palms got a chip. I'm at the palms with a chip. With 2 palms on a chick. White balls, pink palms on a tit. Chewing almonds and grits. Don't know how long your watch gonna tick. Electric chair at the table, gotta watch where you sit.
Rock lines just like landmarks. Got a bottle gas up, about to get blast up, son. One step to boom, black suits fill the room. Got a bottle gas up, about to get blast up, son.
And I know you're... Name blessed, the stage in the top performance. Was there from the start of the slaughter. When I go off like a shot from a sword off. This was a cop warning, sort of. Hands off my shit, I off you quick as the black guy dies in a horror flick. This artist spits stars every song I pick. The fans coming out the blue like some former crips. I'm from the corner strip, it's flawless. You be an informant, eating lunch with officers, feeding the sergeant. This heart of a martyr shit. These bars I spit, I like folks related fucking. They just come out retarded, kid. I'm guarded with an arm looking like Cable from the X-Force. You less than a pawn, you a checker's piece on my chess board. N-I-N-O, real heads know. I go harder than acid trippers, bopping the techno. Oh, I'm popping the deck bow until it's knocking my elbow inside of the top of my chest bone. Check out. oh. You at the club on the line early in your fresh dress clothes, and the bouncer said, heck no, you were lame. The full asleep exit holes for your X and O's. You don't get a lot of sex, it shows. You were strange, trying to exit and go wherever you go. Before my brethren, how you slow, leaking whatever you know. I'm keeping whatever you owe, keep it whatever, whatever. Whenever you don't, you never, you won't know. I keep it forever, forever. Can't stop my fame, I foot on the gas and I painted a stop sign green. I stop, I lean on niggas, excuse me. I throw elbows, there's no dress code, just cold death flow. And silences that don't echo, I grab your throat and I won't let go. Die.
Got a bottle gas up, about to get blasted up, son. One step to boom, black suits fill the room. Got a bottle gas up, about to get blasted up, son.
Crazy, that's how I got this whole nation to embrace me. And you fugazi, you MCMI Radio. What's good? It's your boy GMS. LR Blitzkrieg, MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. On the check-in, call us up, 646-478-3599. We're playing fight music for a while right now. The topic today is, what's good, LR Blitzkrieg? Yo, the topic today is fighting and MCing and hip-hop music, and how does it all go together, you know? Because a lot of MCs always talk about what they'll do to somebody, and there's all these battle rap leagues out, a lot of competitions, and, you know, I'm thinking, like, it's kind of similar to boxing or wrestling, how it's promoted, you know, to get the two artists to do a little YouTube blog. That's like the press release, right? And you talk a lot of trash. People talk about who's going to win, you know, and then it's fight day. You know what I mean? Two MCs go in the ring or two fighters go in the ring and one comes out victorious.
I get paid to knock people out.
Exactly. Who said that? Call us up if you know who said it. Don't tell them.
I said that.
You know who said that on a hip-hop record, I Get Paid to Knock People Out. It was a very notable hip-hop group. Call us up and let us know.
What?
Yeah, I think I know where you got that from.
Yeah, but you don't know who said it.
I think I know who said it, but we'll come back with that in a little bit. So we're going to go into one more of these fight music joints. You know, we just now gave you Looking for Trouble. You know, it's a bonus cut of J. Cole's. It was featuring Kanye, Pusha T, Big Sean, and Psy. Well, how do you say this name? Psy High the Prince?
Yeah.
I got the Prince part, the Psy High part. This was a little tricky. We also gave you a new one from Vocab featuring Joell Ortiz, Grant Jones, Nino Bless, and Graf. Black Suits Fill the Room. Shout out to the Notorious B.I.G. on the hook of that, and I heard that they just today, I believe, released the autopsy 16 years later, or some amount of years from B.I.G. Getting shot. I don't know why they're releasing it today. If there's something on the investigation, I don't know.
I did not hear that.
Yeah, I just heard that on the news today. So we're going to hit you with one more joint and come back and take calls. So call us up, 646-478-3599. MCMI Radio. Let's get it.
I'ma set it, get it, got it, good. I rap for my niggas in the D in the hood. On that ass like the fuzz, coming whack that it is. They wanna see a player down, that's what it was. All my people in the house, put your hands in the air. And drops with a nigga to the sound of the snare. It's the D to the L, with the S to the V. The most to the most, to the best on the beat. They don't want it, they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yup, they can get it, yeah. Can I set it? Stop, set it, yeah. Can we set it? Yup, stop, set it, yeah. They don't want it, if they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yup, they can get it, yeah. Stop, set it, yup, stop, set it, yeah. Finna set it, yup, stop.
On my team,
yeah.
Throw your triggers up. By the hammer, my hand on the biggest nuts. No bama, I blow gans when they split the blunt. This is for my niggas stuck up in the ghetto, pump in the middle where they pull a fluff and they'll kill you. They quick the buck, chicks tricking chicken club. Switching up to your whip cause your system bumped. If they suck your like tits and now your dick is sucked. Steady counting figures up. Benjamin's been with the 10 and 20 bucks. Spend it up on a Benz or any trendy truck. I'm ready for sticking up innocent, independent citizens. Not giving a sin and dividends. If you're split and cut, I'm bloating, I'm licking up. I've been told that I'm cold as a winter month and I've showed I can explode when it's thickens up, blow. I'm back on the style, let me pick it up. Did you predict that what I spit on this hit is ridiculous? I should tip my pimping cup just for pinching a percent of a pittance rent given for living expense at the stripping club.
Whoa.
They don't want it, if they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yup, they can get it, yeah. Can I set it? Stop, set it, yeah. Can we set it? Yup, stop, set it, yeah. They don't want it, if they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yup, they can get it, yeah. Stop, set it, yup, stop, set it, yeah. Finna set it, yup, stop.
Don't let me catch you slipping up your numbers up. Dip and duck or run amok. Attempt to jump like double dutch. Eclipse the bus. Your click is just sick of us. Bringing the heat, steaming me, swinging. Defeat you, street dreaming with sleep. Idiot. L, the sickest you ever heard. Ain't predicting a set of words that he's sticking ahead of nerves. You just gifted with lady curve and positions written to say something. Gotta stay busting, coming off on the line like a fadeaway Dr. J jumper.
Zen, we got the streets buzzing. Fill up, blowing, bub, blend. Those who ain't caught on, fill them in. We in the city now, and we playing to win.
They don't want it, if they don't want it, nah. Can they get it? Yup, they can get it, yeah. Can I set it? Stop, set it, yeah. Can we set it? Yup, stop,
want it? Nah. Can they get it? Yup, they can get it. Yeah. About to set it. Yup, about to set it. Yeah. Finna set it. Yup, about to set it. Yeah. MCMI.
Like we bringing 88 back.
You son of a bitch! Woo!
Well, set it. Set it. Yo, that joint gets me hype.
Yeah, it's a dope joint. Dope joint.
Yeah.
Shout out to SV. Or what was SV at one point in time?
Word. They left us with a nice body of music though to listen to. A lot of recordings. So
AG, did you put in did you cue up my cha-ching for when you say things twice? I'm just wondering.
I think I did. And you know what? Shout out to Bad Seed, because I went on his show the other day on Saturday,
yeah,
and co-hosted with him. And
yeah,
he interviewed some really big people. He had could say Ralph McDaniels. He's really big in many ways. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
wow,
VJ, Video Music Box pioneer. We both interviewed Capadonna from the Wu-Tang. So
the first
shout
video
out to him. It was a Wu-Tang show.
First video show I ever watched was Video Music Box, and I was like, I don't even know how old I was, 9, 10 years old and shit. And all I had was like regular TV, and I'm flipping through the channels, and I get to this channel I'd never seen before, Channel 31. It's all fuzzy and grainy and shit. And fucking Fresh Prince was on that shit doing Parents Just Don't Understand. I think that was the first video I seen on a video show, because I didn't have cable back in the day when I was young. I was poor. So,
word.
All right, I shouldn't say that, but we didn't have cable for a while. So, you know, Video Music Box was the shit back in the day when that came on, and then EPMD, that, all that shit, man. Like, yeah, you got to chill. One of the first videos.
Yep.
Like, man.
So what L is, Ralph McDaniels called in the show this Saturday past because we were doing a Wu-Tang tribute, and he shot the first 2 or 3 Wu-Tang videos. So we were talking about his involvement and, you know, working on those videos and stuff. But he's actually going to be the guest on Bad Seed show tomorrow, Saturday.
That's dope.
For the whole show. It's a whole interview about Ralph McDaniels. So y'all tune back in to Six Man Radio tomorrow, 7:30. But right now we got a caller. So the Wu-Tang tribute show had a lot of this going on. You know, so that kind of got me inspired to do a whole fight music episode over here at MCMR Radio. And somebody who's really a fan of MMA fighting and knows a lot about that is your boy, Tone Deaf from QM5 Music. Say what up.
Hey, everybody. I enjoy the combat sports and rap music.
I like turtles.
Boy, I got shot.
You guys are so fucking hip hop right now, just letting off gunshots to fill up dead space.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Like bringing 88 back.
Jesus Christ, how many fucking sound effects you people have? Jesus.
We got whatever, you know.
You can fill up half a show with the fucking sound effects. That was ridiculous.
Yes, G enjoys his sound effects, trust me.
Yo, 3 weeks ago, me and Blitz at the end of the show, we do overtime, right? When the show goes off the air live, we keep recording for another half hour, and then people hear that on the archive. So it was the end of the show. We have been drinking and doing the show at the same time.
We just had a sound effect fight.
We started arguing and, you know, cutting each other off with the sound effects.
Wow.
And it had to be like 10 to 15 minutes of us go, what? What did you say? Different sound effects.
Wow.
Cash registers.
Wow.
People saying, you're an asshole. Stuff like, it was just really funny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny. I wonder.
But, Tony, what's good?
You, I'm chilling, man. I'm fucking, it's Friday. I'm actually kind of amped because there's a huge UFC fight on tomorrow. It's probably the best card of the year, and it's on free television. So y'all motherfuckers with TVs need
wow
to check it out.
Nice. Well,
yeah,
that's why
you ain't got a TV, you ass outside.
If you ain't got
that's
a TV,
why I'm really happy to,
you know what I'm saying? You need to check with your PO. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Make sure you go to the Radio Shack.
You can watch the Wackest Fight tonight on Facebook, right?
You know what? To be honest with you, I watch
yeah,
all of them, like from the prelims I'm watching fights for like 6.5 hours tomorrow, like no doubt. I watch the prelims. I watch all the way through the main event because it's not like boxing where there's a bunch of dudes with like, you know, like a 52 and like one record that's fought a bunch of bums. Like in
right,
MMA,
yeah.
In MMA, you got 10 fights and you're fighting the best dudes from the jump, and motherfuckers either get in or they get out really quickly of that sport.
Right,
yeah, but from what I saw in the ads and stuff, they cut it up. So there's one fight on Facebook,
uh-huh.
And there's like 8 fights on FX, and then there's like the main events, the 4 main events are on Fox.
Yes. Yes. I mean,
yeah.
the reason for that is all just, like, marketing, you know? Like, every time that they put fights on Facebook, they get, like, another couple hundred thousand likes because you have
right.
to like their page in order to watch it, so they just do it every
right.
year. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's just smart marketing. The second one with FX is that they're trying to build up the FX network, and
right.
They just put fights on there. So they're just switching basically between all the Fox outlets. Like, anything the Fox owns, they go from Fuel to fucking FX and then to Big Fox. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
They're smart fuckers, man. Dana White's like a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant businessman and a marketer. So I watch all of his shit very, very, very closely.
You're going to be a fight in Rupert Murdoch's kitchen, son.
Hey, you know, you want to know some funny shit? I don't know if y'all know this, but MC Hammer owns a fucking MMA management company.
Cha-ching!
Son, and he manages, like, top dudes, like championship fighters, level fighters.
Is it called Too Legit?
I wish. It should be called Please Hammer, Please Hurt Him. That's what it...
That's good.
It should be Please Hammer, Please Hurt Him. But,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one.
I know, I worked on that.
So,
like,
Tone, the reason I was really happy that you called is we went to your house and we watched the fight that day when you invited us.
Yeah,
we
haven't
been invited since, so I guess, you know, we made a mess with the popcorn or something, but you just didn't call us after that. But anyway, you know everything about these fights. Like, I just watch and I'm like, who are you rooting for? The guy with the red shorts. You know, the dude with the tattoo. We don't
right.
know who these people are, but
the
we do what it means, and we want to see some ass kicking.
That's like everybody.
Right. So you know about this. So who are, like, some, like, a couple of the top dudes right now that are really entertaining? Not the people that, you know, are smart and lay back and win the fight because they don't get hurt. The people who mix it up and are really fun to watch because there's a lot of kicking and punching. Not the choke out artists. The people who really brawl.
Hey.
Like,
see, now you gotta see. We gotta hold you up right there, man. Because I've seen some incredibly entertaining, you know, jiu-jitsu matches and grappling matches. Like it really. Here's the thing, right? With MMA, yeah. Like you just pointed it out. It's the same thing with boxing. There's dudes that just play defense the entire fucking time. And then there's dudes that play offense the entire time. Like, but there's
right.
the dudes that do offense all the time. They tend to get caught a lot because they're just being wild and throwing hands and legs and leaving shit out there. Legs get caught, arms get caught, motherfucking necks get stretched, and dudes go to sleep or they get knocked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Like a dude like Husamar Paulharis, he's this Brazilian leg lock specialist, and I would say that right now, and you would be like, yeah, whatever, leg locks are gay. But this motherfucker, like, he injures dudes, like, permanently. Like, nobody wants to fight this dude because he will snap your fucking knee in half. You
right.
know?
I mean, I don't think leg locks are gay or any grappling. I think it's dope in terms of fighting. But I think that if someone's really skilled at jiu-jitsu
mm-hmm.
and they get somebody down,
mm-hmm.
they're going to tap out in about 25, 30 seconds. But
yeah.
I hate when I see a fight and there's a whole round of a choke. Like in the first 5 seconds, someone gets down and then they're in a choke.
Yeah.
And nobody gains ground or loses ground. The guy
right.
can't get out of the hold, but the other guy can't make him submit either.
Right.
They go 3 minutes, the round's over. They come back out. They do that again for another 3 minutes. I'm like, come on.
It's the same thing in boxing, though, man. Motherfuckers be laying against the rope playing the okey-doke, or they're playing the clinch game. You know what I'm saying? They're just, like, all tied up against the ropes, but they're landing shots on the inside. That's, like, the little parts of the sport that, like, if you're not very technically savvy on what they're doing, that it just looks like they're just lying on each other. You know what I'm saying? Now,
yeah.
Now to your point.
He doesn't care about finesse or technicality
or,
like, the science of it. He just wants to see people get punched in the eye.
I want to see blood. I appreciate all that stuff. You're a good fighter if you can do that and you win. That's the bottom line. And you get the other guy out and you protect yourself. But it's not that entertaining on TV for these fights. I want to see a lot of wild, crazy stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, Well, to answer your question, so that we don't have to get in this whole fucking debate. to answer your question, you want to watch dudes like Anderson Silva. You want to watch a John Jones. You want to watch Jose Aldo. You want to see dudes like Eric Silva. You want to see Nate Diaz, Nick Diaz. You want to see dudes like Lorenz Larkin. Just motherfuckers that go out there literally to kill. Like, I love fight. Like, Junior Dos Santos is going out there to basically put a hole in your face. And that dude is huge. And he will just manhandle the fuck out of your jaw with some fists. And, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really, really entertaining fighters. Like, right now, I think the problem has been recently, and I've only been a hardcore fan for maybe, like, 3-4 years now, but I haven't missed a single event, like, anything. I haven't missed anything. I'm up on the blogs daily. Like, I'm fanatic with anything, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically, it started with porn, went to hip-hop, and now I do MMA, right? So, this... I've moved on. I'm progressing in my life. The next thing will probably be, I don't know, you know, My Little Pony collecting. But yeah, it is on eBay, especially. But what I think is happening is like dudes are just getting better. So like it's gonna take longer to submit somebody because they know how to get out of this shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it just turns into a chess match, and motherfuckers are boxing better. So it's just going to be harder to knock somebody out, you know?
Exactly. And back in the day when they had these kung fu tournaments and underground fighting, you know, fight clubs, nobody was videotaping.
Mm-hmm.
And people would not, you know, back then you didn't have flip cams and cell phones that could tape that easily. People guarded their secrets. Like if somebody was winning mad fights, like he didn't want anyone taping him because they could see what he's doing and learning.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then, but now everyone has access. So
right.
It's that's what elevates it. You know, that would have worked 20 years ago, but now everyone knows that people do that, and they practice 10 different ways to get out of that move.
Right. And it's the same thing like battling. I mean, you're talking about battling. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
And here's the interesting thing about just the whole battle scene in general is that, you know, battles weren't online until we started putting them online. And when I say we, I'm saying me and Pac and Alexis and MC Battles. And we started MCBattles.com. And before that,
MCBattles.com
was the first video battle site on the Internet. And before that, there was no archives of the footage. There was videotapes floating around of like Scribble Jam and like Rocksteady here and there. But, you know, you had to go to like Fat Beats and pick them up on VHS. But there was nothing online because that technology didn't really exist to stream video. You know what I'm saying? So we were doing it when real media files were still the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like before YouTube.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, we were posting real media files of these things. And, you know, and what that did was it kind of opened up, you know, the fucking that can of worms. It opened up Pandora's box for kids on the West Coast. And if you notice the timeline, the kids on the West Coast really picked up on what we were doing in the Midwest and in the East Coast with our battles. And we had a very kind of in your face kind of style of battling. And we were doing a lot of punchlines and like sight gags and shit. And then they just started, they upped the ante. Like they took what we were doing and then they upped with the freestyles and the patterns. And like, if you notice, like freestyling now is basically weaving multiple rhymes together. Like you can't just do bat, cat, and hat now you got to rhyme like 4 syllables every bar, you know.
I mean
when you freestyle. And those kids on the West Coast really, really perfected that shit, that style of battling, like the XIs and the fucking you know, all those dudes like Immaculate and fucking like all that whole scene that came out, you know what I'm saying? From the West Coast. And that evolved, and then they started putting those battles on MC Battles. And then that evolved into, you know what I'm saying, people started to pick up on that, and then the kids that are coming up are learning from scratch how to do that from scratch, and then they got tape on everybody. So then it's just like there's no way you can come in saying the same lines. You can't come in saying the same bars because motherfuckers memorized your shit, and they'll spit it back to you in a battle. And then, you know, once it got to the written shit, like the way that it is now is basically just WWE, like set to rap music. Like, motherfuckers come out, and they got costumes and shit. Motherfuckers coming out with catchphrases, and the whole crowd saying it with them. And it's just sort of like I get it, but it's more theater than it is actually battling, I feel like, at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's not fixed, though.
Yeah.
It's
not, I mean, fixed in what sense? Like, fixed in a sense where we're still dealing with the bullshit of, like, crowd judging or judges that are just biased. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's never going to go away, you know? So,
That's, well, Tone, let me ask you a music-related fight question. Boxers usually come out to a hip-hop song or a rock song or whatever they think will get an amp. Wrestlers would do that back in the day. I don't know if they're still doing that whole come out to the music. I'm sure they are, but I don't watch wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
What's like the what's some of the illest songs that like, someone should come out to like that's for of hip hop? You know, for
if you're an MMA fighter, you want to play Bang from Tone Deaf.
Yeah,
because that was horrible.
Had, I remember watching the fight when your song came on.
Yeah.
Which fight was that?
It actually never aired. Which is sad.
Well, tell the listeners what you're talking about.
Okay.
Give them the history.
Right. So for anybody that doesn't know, I'm a huge MMA fan, as you probably mentioned already, noticed already. But I wrote a song for the fighter named Chris Camozzi, who was on the Ultimate Fighter show, and he was in a pay per view. He had a little winning streak together. And on Twitter, it turned out that he like at replied me. He's like, "Oh, bumping that Tone Deaf in the gym," and I'm just like, "Oh shit, for real?" You know. And I was like honored. I was like, "Dude, these guys are like fucking like incredible athletes," and they give me the drive to do what I do and make me kick myself in the ass, because when you see their training, it's like, I'm so lazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so he was like, "Yo, I got this fight coming up." And I was like, "Dude, let me do a walkout theme for you." And he was like, "Bet." So I sent him some beats. He picked a beat. And then I wrote a song. I had about, I thought I had a couple weeks, and then he hit me up like, "Yo, they need it by like Friday." And it was like Wednesday night. And I was like, fuck, like, I got to do this all, basically. So I wrote and recorded and engineered and mixed the whole shit down in a day, basically. And
right.
I turned it in, and he said everything was gravy. He turned it into the UFC, blah, 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 blah. Everything was good. So up until that point, and then it was out in Australia, so there was a communication delay. And I got everybody at my crib. I had, like, my friends and people were there, and I'm, like, excited. I'm like, "Turn that shit up." Like, he's about to come out, and he walks out, and then I hear Shook Ones from Mobb Deep.
Right. Well, that's another example of a really good joint.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's a great joint to walk out to. Yeah.
But disappointing not to hear your joint, yeah.
Yeah.
So check it out. Let's go into one joint. I'm going to play something off the new Sean P. Album Mike Tyson. Actually, it's the title track. We'll come back in like 2 minutes. I have someone else on the line who fights, who does this for real. He's a boxer. I think he's in the lightweight division, so those guys throw mad hands. It's not a slow fight. He's going to talk about his upcoming fight tomorrow and tell us his take on some of this stuff. And he comes out to a certain hip-hop song too. So Tone, you can kick it with us. I don't know if you got somewhere to go, if you want to stick around.
I got 10 minutes.
10 minutes? All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes.
Okay.
If you want to join us, call up 646-478-3599. MCMY Radio, real hip hop, real talk.
Yeah. I'm the best in the borough, I'm the best in the city, I'm the best in the state, and the rest of you fake. Don't question the ace, throw the sketch in your face. Bang, bang, shoot them up, make a mess in the place. Oh, you an E-head, oh, you a weed head. I got big guns, bigger than Maxi Priest Press. Fuck the rhyme, though, I'm back on my grind mode. Thinking my connect be deep in the culture like Sean Poe. How that nine go? Where your guns at? Taking moves, ate in school, he a lunch pack. This is gum rap, but I can rap smarter. The educated rapper, the African godfather. Just shooting spray. Rock Boomaye, son Dinka Warrior, from the Isle of Ukraine. Got niggas know the flow is wicked. Your bitch suck dick to show tickets, bitch. Yo, you a battle rapper, you be rapping in battles. I shoot your shit up, dude, it's a rap for the battle. Niggas dabbing in tattle, it's a rap when I catch you. Phone to your iPhone, you got clap at your Apple. I'm God's favorite, I'm flaker with arms facing. I'm breaking your arms while niggas raping your mom's naked. Be forever, I'm better than wordsmith. Lyrically, Michael the Tyson, you Trevor the Burbick. Smack a nigga on sight, B. Adidas track suits with Nikes. Bean fucking who? The jeans colorful. Rainbow bright, good night, I can't fuck with you.
you a lame homie. Do your thing, homie. Put your head between your legs and do your thing, homie. Got niggas and bitch boys, the Mac LP. I quit, boy.
Yeah, what's good, MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. We're back. It's the Fight Music theme show of MCMI Radio. We're chilling with our hosts. What's good, man? Check the mics. Check the mics. 1, 2. So we're going to swing it over to this new young fighter that's out of Brooklyn. I'm going to bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, Angel Garcia. Say what up.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's
up,
good,
man?
I'm honored to have a professional. Sorry, man. Go ahead. You just came out of the what?
I just came out of the weigh-in, man. I just had my good meal. I went to fuel with my boy over here. He's actually with me right now. We're driving to the crib. Everything cool, man. I'm ready. I was 134 pounds. By tomorrow,
okay.
I'm going to be like 147. So he's definitely in trouble. So he should be ready.
who are you fighting, and when is it? It's tomorrow. What time? Tell us all about
tomorrow
it.
Tomorrow starts at 6. You can actually go see it live on GoFightLive.com. It's at the casino in Queens, the Racino.
Is this the same one that your last fight was at?
Yep, that's the same one. And you
okay,
were
this is in Queens,
time.
So
you can
actually go to this.
What happened?
No, I was saying tone deaf. You could, it's your neighborhood. You can swing on over.
Yeah, that's
fight.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been talking about hip hop and battle rap and, you know, fighting sports. We're talking a little bit about MMA. So, you know, I know that you come out to some theme music, and it's a hip hop song. So, you know, what song is it? Who's the artist? Why
well,
do you come out to
actually,
that song?
Something happened with the artist that for this fight
right.
He's not going to be able to come out with me because he's actually in Miami. He's his name is Enf Black. He's he was nominated for Song of the Year. That's actually the one I came out with. It was called Believe. I was coming off from a loss, my only loss in a professional career, and I thought it was good for me as you know, going inside the ring as it was, you know, going to pump me up, because if you believe in yourself, you can go far. And the words he was singing during the song, they were amazing to me. And it really pumped me up, and I got the W.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, the music worked.
Do you know who you're fighting tomorrow, or is it possible they could switch it up on you? You know,
no,
like, how does that work?
The fight has been signed for already, like a month already.
Okay.
His
name
is
going
Victor
against?
Galindo. I never heard anything about him. I heard he had 25 amateur fights in Puerto Rico. And he's 2-0 as a pro, 2 knockouts. Me, on the other hand, 53 amateur fights. I tried out for the Olympics over here, lost in the finals, and that's when I went to the pro game. I had I'm 4-1 now. I'm going for my 6th fight tomorrow. I lost one fight because, you know, being young and stupid, that's what happened to me, you know, trying to, like, be Macho Man in the ring. I could get everybody out, and that's what happened to me. Other than that, though, the career has been going good. There's nothing to really complain about. I mean, the laws sent me back a little bit, but I'm definitely doing what I'm supposed to be doing now, and I'm just going hard for what's mine, and I'm definitely going to be somebody in the boxing game.
I'm sure that loss, you know, you just learned from that and what not to do, and it kind of humbled you a little bit in terms of the cockiness, and then, you know, next time you just handle the business.
Yep, it definitely did. I was just too cocky. Put it this way, I went inside the ring with Prada glasses, cocky. It was horrible. It was horrible. I had to protect me for weeks.
Really?
Like, what were you thinking?
He was getting his Apollo Creed on, son.
No, the thing is, though, that the dude, not to put him down or nothing, but he was not supposed to beat me. He was an opponent.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked
right.
Really bad on my resume, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
He got knocked out right afterwards. Right after the fight that he had with me, a month later, he got knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow.
So I don't even sleep still, man.
Do you know? I mean, like, do you have any sort of say in your opponents? And like, does your manager pick the fights, or who's picking the fights? Does the promoter pick the fights?
I actually let my manager do that, because if I start picking fights, I just get very anxious. I was anxious to begin with.
Right.
So he knows my style. I've been with him since I was 13. I'm 23 years old now. And,
okay.
You know, he knows my style, and he knows what we have to, you know, what we have to do to get to the top. But on the other hand, he doesn't want easy opponents for me. He doesn't want me to be a paper champion. You know what
right.
I mean? So
absolutely. I mean, because that's not going to help you in the end anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
For the fact that, look, a bum beat me. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right.
So that's pretty much how it goes. I let him take care of who I'm fighting, and I just pretty much, if there's any videos about the guy, he watches them, because I don't like watching that either. I get really anxious.
Right.
He watches that, and he just picks the people I spar with, I train with, and that's pretty much it.
Hey, man, you know what you need to do, man? You just need to let us know, because we take care of that motherfucker to beat you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we find out where he lives. You know what I'm saying? I find out where his kid go to school. You know what I'm saying?
That's the hip-hop way. You know what I mean?
Oh,
handle
you know
that.
Exactly.
You guys should just come with me tomorrow and you'll just walk in the ring with me.
Hey, Angel, let me ask you, where do you train out of?
It's on 32nd Street and 4th Avenue. Our Don't Sweet Signs Gym. I'm actually the first pro. We have a lot of other pros, though. We have William Shamar Witt. He's 2-0 in the pros. We have Nicky DeMarco. We have a good team, and I'm actually one of the youngest out of in the pros. But we have this kid coming up. His name is Richie. Man, this kid is like 10 years old, but man, he thinks he's Manny Pacquiao in the ring. He's Filipino also. So you know, we have, and the thing is that he thinks he's Manny Pacquiao in sweetness, and I'm sweetness. You know, he mixes it up, and I'm a lefty, he's a lefty, so I'm like a grown man out of the kitchen.
Now, wait, Asia, I got to ask you this. So your name, I saw it on the poster. It's sweetness dash something in Spanish. I can't remember right now.
Yeah,
say the whole thing.
So it means the same thing. Actually, the whole nickname, it came out of one of the gym mates. He thought it was funny. I thought it was really uncomfortable wearing sweetness. Come on, sweetness.
Because
yeah,
I was saying,
No MC would go
into a battle and put that as their name, you know, sweetness. So
exactly.
I was like, no,
so,
is it because of the sweet science? Like, what does it mean?
Sweetness is basically because of my style. I have a sweet style, and just like Sweet Pete, Pernell Whitaker, he had, you know, a moving style, and that's me. I'm a mover. It means the same thing in Spanish, and ironically, the guy started calling me sweetness, and I was born and raised in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
My town, which is called Four, it's actually the town of the sugar. So ironically, it goes with me, and I can represent the people from my town, from Puerto Rico, and especially that there's never been a boxer from my town. So, I mean,
so you flip that. I like that.
Yep.
That's what MCs do. They got to take something someone said and flip it on them, and then they'll be like, well, I'll take that. That's a compliment, you know?
Yep. At first, I mean,
it's always been a compliment in boxing, you know. It always, you know, that or like the sugar or whatever.
They don't call me Angel no more. They call me Sweetness. Hey, Sweetness. You see people in the street, Sweetness. And I'm like, oh, man, they don't even know me by my government. it's funny.
Cool. So, Angel, I know you got to rest for your fight tomorrow. I don't know if you trained the day before, but you just finished your weigh-in. I'm coming to the fight. I got tickets. Let people know where they can get a ticket for the fight. And then we've got someone who is a martial artist that's going to be coming on the show in a little bit, in a couple minutes. I'm going to play maybe one more fight music joint. But tell them about your fight tomorrow. Where can they get a ticket if they want to come, you know, purchase that?
The fight is tomorrow. Well, I don't have no more tickets left. You can get tickets at the door over there at the World Resort Casino. And they're about 50, 125, and 225 for the all-you-can-eat, the drink. And it's going to be a hell of a night. It's going to be awesome. There's about 10 fights going on, and I'm fight number 5. It's going to be good.
Okay.
Especially that afterwards, we can go home after seeing me perform and just watch the Pacquiao fight. So it should be good.
Exactly. There we go.
Yep.
No doubt. So let's get into this classic classic hip hop joint that I would come out to if I was entering a fight. And I will see you tomorrow, Angel. You know, I hope you knock the dude out.
Best of luck, son. Put him in a body bag.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it. Good luck. I'm sure you come home with the W, man. Good luck.
I sure will. Thank y'all.
No doubt.
So what's up, man?
Cooling, man.
Chilling. Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Because, yo, I never ever call and ask you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear, right?
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Wu-Tang joint.
Wu-Tang again?
Yeah, again and again.
Like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So tick tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the tip. I'm kicking the Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. You're saying goodbye like they've been careful. Rough neck, inspector decks on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal. The way I make the crowd go wild. Sit back, relax, won't smile. Ray got it going on, pal. Call me the rap assassinator. Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger. And I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, yo, flip on the next man. Cause I'll grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a cat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a suit? Enough respect due to the 162. I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blunt make me
Ooh. Grab my nut, get screwed.
Ow.
Here comes my sound, let's down. True, B-H, my B-Y-U. To my crew with the
I be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat burger stack. Same on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter straight up and down. That shit at cam, you can't slam. Don't let me get cool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on your nigga rolling with the knife of the creep. Niggas be rolling with a stab. Ain't saying gas, fight my style. I'm
Right out loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long, it's how long that this rhyme took me. Ejecting styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again, catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gas, rap with a gun, you wouldn't bust back. I'm going with all types of shapes and sounds. And wherever I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border. And get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all, just live on the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square bitch. There it is, the fuck pros and it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback, black, we don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho, where the fuck to see that? Feeling mad hostile, ran out posto. Flowing like Christ when I speak the gospel. Soul with the holy roll, then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus, 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your chin. Slain boom bangs like African drums.
L-B.
Coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy slam point for the rap. My planet freeze like black unemployment. Yeah, another one there. Took a genius, take us the f*** out of here.
The Wu is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hits since I've seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Kane did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent for trying to blow up a scrub. Now that sword is just as bright as a 20-watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy, they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors to scare to death the punk needs. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a suit and tie rap. that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight. The best protect your neck, the best protect your neck, the best protect your neck, the best protect your neck.
We're back, MCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. So that's what I would have came out to for one of my fights if I was in a fight game, Blitz. What'd you come out to?
Wouldn't be that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of old school classic joints. I would maybe Annie Up. I would come out to one time.
Annie Up,
because
like
it gets you hyped, you know.
That you put out, you'd come out to a song that's about robbing.
But you know what? I could come out to the instrumental and the chorus. You know what I mean? Well, it's still robbing people in the chorus, but
it's
also like
robbing people, which means that you're robbing whoever you're fighting.
I see what you're saying. But I'm taking his title, so it does apply in that sense. But I see what you're saying. That might be the wrong metaphor. We'll see. You know, take things off. Give me that belt, fool. You know. So we got another fight game. I guess, what would you call them? Fight game. I'm looking for a better word than expert. Specialist. Someone who fights, trains other fighters, and he has an actual league. I'm going to bring him in right now, and let's find out about this new league, because I don't think they refer to it as MMA, but it is a fighting league. It's not boxing. There's a lot of other kicks and grapples and holds and stuff allowed. Let's bring him in. His name is Novell Bell, and his league is called Man Up Stand Up. Novell, what's good?
All right. I'm good. How what's up? How everybody doing?
Not too bad.
Yeah, a good time. We're chilling.
What you want to know, basically?
I mean, before we ask you any specific questions, you have a league called Man Up Stand Up, MUSU for short, right? And you've been having these tournaments, these competitions for a while now. Tell us a little something about that league and how it got started, you know, and how it works.
Well, basically, you know, it got started because, you know, I used to be, you know, competing myself a lot of tournaments, things of that nature back in the days when I was younger and whatnot. So basically, I used to just watch, observe all these other individuals, or I should say senseis or seafoods, conduct these type of tournaments. And the thing that I noticed with any tournaments, these are traditional tournaments, you know, traditional martial arts, is that they wasn't really doing a lot of contact, I should say. Kind of like, you know, you go to an MMA event or a boxing event, you know there's going to be some contact involved. Now, when you think of the traditional martial arts, you know, you see, you know, most people – first introduction to traditional martial arts is mostly the Shaw Brothers flicks. Back in the days, you know, used to watch it on Channel 5 Drive-In at 3 o'clock back in the days. So most people are exposed to that, you know, people from that generation. But my thing is, you know, I used to study with a lot of different individuals or instructors, I should say, or they, you know, gave themselves the title or grandmasters or master or whatever, but there's never no real contact. You know, you learn the sets and, you know, the prearranged techniques, but even in the competition today, even now, today you have the karate tournaments where they have these point fighting events. And, you know, to me, that's like really like old school. It's they have to evolve, I should say. So I just wanted to come up with my own idea after I was on Iron Ring reality show. I just came up with my own idea to host my own type of underground. My thing is not sinking, I should say, and why not? It's basically traditional martial arts, you know, everyday Joes, or I should say individuals. Most of these guys are family guys, or some of these dudes are still in school, in college, things of that nature, but they got a love for, you know, traditional martial arts. And I look at it as the next generation, because today, if you look at Kung Fu today, a lot of, you know, I'm not belittling it, Chinese Kung Fu, because that's what I do. But most of the practitioners today don't do any type of, you know, free sparring, I should say, or free fighting. And why not? As you can see, if you go to an MMA gym, you know, you know, it ain't too much talk. You know, you work your drills and, you know, you get in the cage or, you know, on the mat and you get it popping. You know what I'm saying? And why not? And
right.
The truth comes to the end in the fight. But
would you say your league is MMA? Is that like how you would describe it, or are you calling it something else?
Well,
is it mixed martial arts?
I consider my league is like more of a real back to old school late tide type of fighting. That it's nothing really new under the sun. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fighting is fighting. I mean, people like to put different realities to fighting, but at the end of the day, it's still fighting. It could be MMA. It could be karate, it could be kung fu, wrestling, judo. At the end of the day, it's fighting. And the bottom line is, can you adapt to the situation? And why not? If you're not skillful, then you're going to get that ass kicked. You know what I'm saying? And why not?
Yeah.
So,
right.
The way I look at it is this. I mean, you hear all this argument about, oh, well, you know, MMA or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is better. I'm like, yo, yeah. I mean, I can't knock those individuals because they put in a lot of work. They put in a lot of time to develop a certain skill to go out there in the cage and fight. So I don't knock any man that stepped in the cage because they got to have heart, whoever they are. Win or lose, you got heart. And why not? But at the same time, that's just a different reality. And why not? It's like on the street. You may try to shoot on me, and it's nothing legal. Every day, it's nothing legal. You know what I'm saying? It's illegal on the street. You know what
no
I mean?
No rules.
It's no rules. And I'm not saying it's because there's no rules that the other person can't still get their shit off. But the bottom line is the realities have changed now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the type of motherfucker, pardon my English, I may smack you in the head with a Heineken bottle if it's laying next to me. And why not? That's just how it is. I mean, that's martial arts. That's what martial arts mean, war. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people confuse the two, my dude. They don't have that intent, that mentality. They think if you grapple somebody, I may have a shake, and I may shake you the fuck up. And why not? Because
word.
I want to go home. You know what I'm saying?
That's the bottom line. The most important rule is to not die, and that's to go home. You know what I mean? That's it. In the street fight.
There you go. So
but to be clear, in your tournament, in Man Up Stand Up, you got rules, of course. It's like you said. It's, you know, people got jobs, they're going to work. It's not people that are trying to do this yet. They might be getting into that, but they still can't go with broken arms to work tomorrow. Although they do have injuries.
You're 100%. You're 100%. My lead is more of an amateur lead. Listen, we ain't no professionals. Put it that way. You know what I'm saying? There's guys that want to get their feet wet. They want to experiment. They want to work on their weaknesses and try to strengthen them. And why not? It's about, you know, some people, like you said, not everybody's born to be a fighter. You know what I'm saying? But some people are willing to test themselves and test their spirit, I should say. See where they
right.
at the end of the day, everybody's a winner. And why not? So my lead, if I compare it to MMA, I wouldn't say that what I do is MMA. What I do is fighting that is based upon the art of Kung Fu. Now, these techniques are designed to kill somebody like any other. Just like a jiu-jitsu guy can put you in a guillotine and choke the fuck out of you and kill you. And why not? So, but when we're talking about competition, now there comes honor. And why not? That means we got rules and regulations. So that person is still under the same rules and regulations as the next man. So no one has any advantage. It all comes down to proper training or who has the better skill or who has the conditioning. And why not? And at the end of the day...
I was saying, what are some of the styles? Because when I went to a couple of your events, you can look some of these up on YouTube or on your site, right, on your website.
Yeah.
But it's different styles going against each other, and they represent. They say like, okay, Taekwondo versus Praying Mantis, or Jiu-Jitsu versus Pagwazan. You know, so they have like. Tell us some of the styles that are competing in your league. Like, what are some different styles?
You got a very different, and you know, I got people from Salt Lake, California. I got cats come from all around, certain individuals that fight. And it's different styles. Like you said, you got Praying Mantis. You got mostly Wing Chun. Last week we had a go-to guy, go-to karate. You got ninjutsu. You got hybrid styles like... Chambao, this brother named William H. Cavalli that was basically undefeated because his style was unorthodox. So this is a very various different styles or tactics, but it all comes down to, you know, different expressions, I should say. And why, that's the way I look at styles. Because at the end of the day, you know, some people who expect and look at, see a movie, they say, oh, I see Bob Wall, why he's not walking a circle. I mean, come on, this is time to sit. You're not going to walk a circle after your second step or so, somebody's going to predict your moves. So it all comes down to adaptability. And you know what I'm saying? And freedom of expression, I should say. That's what most of these dudes is trying to do. They get in the ring. Okay, you got a karate dude. He may get in there, and he may try to express what he's doing in the katas or, you know, the empty solo forms and try to execute certain tactics within that form freely. And that's what Man of Spanish is about. We give you 10 seconds. You get on the ground, you got 10 seconds to do your thing, man, because in a real fight, my whole thing is if you're in a real street fight, you ain't trying to lay on the ground, dude, because you may have a whole bunch of – the guy you may be fighting may have a posse with him. You know what I'm saying? So you got to stay quick and right. know how to react quick, basically. So
his girlfriend or wife might kick you in the head, anybody.
Oh, hell yeah. Come on, you know, we from the urban area, man, so you know – people have a different mentality when it comes to fighting. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think, you got to be sharp. You got to be quick thinking, and you have to be sharp physically as well as mentally. This is why when we do the Man of Stand-Up, I say, yo, it's only 10 seconds on the ground. And why not?
Right.
If you're that good to get a submission or a lot, then you're good. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, that's the rules. It's mostly
so can I ask you something? So this is what I was talking about with Tone Dev earlier. Like, sometimes I get tired of the MMA fights when they go three, like there's a choke in the first 5 seconds and then they go 3 minutes and nobody can choke no one out, but they can't get out of the move either. And then the round is over and it's not that entertaining for me, just as a fan watching it. So you're saying in Man of Stand-Up, this is one of the differences between your league and, let's say, some other tournaments. You have a 10-second rule. So you can choke someone out. You can do an arm lock, but you got 10 seconds once you go to the mat. Is that accurate?
You know, you're correct. You're on point. It's 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds.
And then what happens? You just stop the fight and make them get up?
We separate you and you begin again. If you can't get the lock off 10 seconds, we separate you and then you fight again. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's
10 seconds.
Man stand up, not man up, lay down.
There you go, Fish.
No doubt.
But
it's true, though. That's what I'm saying. That's what separates us from the others, from mixed martial arts. We don't try to lay on the ground. No disrespect
to the
science in that, but that's not the science we're going. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing is we want to end the fight standing up. So we're trying to bring it back to, like, the old school way of doing it and why not. Not like no point fighting. I mean, no disrespect to that, but that ain't really testing nobody. You know what I'm saying? You got to know what it feels like to get punched in your face. Can you continue after you've been rocked? And why not? What will you do? What are those types? There's a lot of people who just like to show you these tactics and all these fancy moves, but they don't show you anything or tell you what to do when you get rocked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of these people never been rocked. You know what I'm saying? So how would you know what to do? How would you know how to still keep your stability? And why not? So that's what, and a lot of people been rocked, man, or stand up, and they still kept going. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right, right. So you also incorporate a lot of hip hop in Man Up Stand Up. Why do you have hip hop music? It's on your website. You got DJs at the events. You got one of the fighters or one of the organizers rap.
I mean, I came up in hip hop around hip hop, so it's just the culture. I mean, that's just what I know. I mean, I listen to other type of music, but I ain't gonna throw no Chinese music. I ain't Chinese. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna keep it real. So I threw in that music because you go to these other tournaments, they look like an auction, man, like you had a car auction or something, man. You get bored, you're ready to go. So I wanted some entertainment. I noticed that's what works for most people because a lot of the guys that come to Man of Stand-Up is from that type of, you know, urban area. So a lot of people listen to hip-hop. And then I got a lot of students that are underground rappers and they doing anything. So I try to help them. So they're always talking about, you know, shooting a motherfucker up and this bitch is that. They spoke about something positive and come with a different trend of music. Hip-hop, but related to training and spirituality, you know what I'm saying? So just coming from a different perspective, that's all. I'm not knocking what other cats do or knocking their hustle, how they make their money making their music, but I'm just trying to come from a different perspective when it comes to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I can listen to that shit all day about, you know, cats getting stabbed up and shoot up and, you know, I got this hole and I got this fancy ride, but we all know a lot of the time that's fantasy. You know what I'm saying? And why not? But what I'm doing is dealing with the reality of things in life. and basically, so that's why I had that show, and it's more entertainment, man. People start to like that, and, you know, some people that didn't accept hip-hop, you know, from different walks of life that came to Master, now they accept it. Now they're kind of more familiar with hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Where can they check out the reality show that you're on? Because you're training the fighters in this show, right?
Yeah.
What was it called again?
Iron Ring.
What was the show called? The Iron Ring, right. Where can people see that? Like,
yeah, man, I
can they search it online?
I don't know if it's online, but I think they can go contact BET. I'm quite sure BET must have it on their website somewhere, on their icons or something like that, basically.
Okay. Because I only caught a couple of episodes, I didn't realize what it was, and then I'm like, I want to see them now. I want to go back and really see all the shows. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think Warren Hutton was one of the producers of Iron Ring. Basically, it was basically his idea when he created it. Basically, you know, with hip hop and you know the rappers had their fighters, things of that nature. But I'm quite sure if you go like on BET or something like that. I don't be on their website that much, but I'm quite sure they probably have it up there.
Right. So just to let people know who they're dealing with, Novel Bell studies or teaches Bagua, right? I don't want to say pronounce it wrong, so just jump in if I'm incorrect.
Yeah,
you studied from a venerable Sifu, right?
Yeah, I studied in China. I studied from my first instructor was Sifu Rudy Curly Jr., who's the one who put me on the path to studying, you know, the eternal watch, things of that nature. Then later on, I moved to study with his teacher, B.B. Chan, God bless his soul, he's come past already. So then in 95, I studied with Chen Sao Peng. So I was with this dude for about 11 years and studying in the Chen Sao. Then in 2000, I traveled up to Beijing, China, and I studied with Grandmaster Xu Shixi. For a few times, I probably traveled up there like three times in China, stayed there a few months, a few years, and I trained with him and why not, and studied the Yin style Bagua system. So I'm like one of his representatives in New York City and why not.
So
that's why.
So this is good because are you from New York? If someone trains with you, they're getting the real authentic style that has been passed down for generations, right? Stuff that's been tested and changed and adapted, and getting a dude who grew up in New York who had to most likely get into plenty scraps and defend himself, not just in tournaments, right?
I look at it this way, man. I look at it this way. You know, people say authentic. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun, so I don't consider it authentic. But what I like to say is that I train with a lot of experienced teachers that have been in the game for a long time. I did my dirt on the street. I'm not going to lie. So that's why it's all basically about change and elevation. You know what I'm saying? I did my shit. I ran the streets, hustled, did all that crazy shit and whatnot. So I had my scratch, things of that nature. And I learned from that through training in the martial arts that kind of kept me centered, or I wouldn't be here talking to you on this radio station. You know what I'm saying? Well, I had to change my ways. So to me, it's about more so positivity. And that's what martial arts is really about. When we're talking about traditional martial arts, no matter even if you do MMA and why not, it should be about spirituality and why not, so that one can learn about himself and why not, and counter himself and why not. Then you can raise yourself and elevate and why not, to more positivity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even the show we do right now, it's all about positivity, not negative. So we don't want to fucking deal with negativity. We better move forward towards positivity with like-minded people, I should say. So that's what I feel the martial arts school does. It attracts more like-minded people that is about positivity.
And that's the mission that you're on right now, and I appreciate that. You walk a higher path. You're an enlightened person. You've been, you know, studying this, and now you're bringing that to other people through your tournament, through your own teachings. You know, so that's good. But at the same time, if I'm going to study martial arts with someone, or if I am going to train with someone, I do want to train with someone who knows what to do after they get punched in the face. Not someone who only knows the forms and, you know, someone who, like, they do this for real. That's why I would, you know, recommend people seek you out. And I've seen a lot of videos of you training your guys. You go out in the park, you run, you spar a lot, you know, it's like – That's what I mean by authentic, more than what lineage or style your kung fu comes from, but more like people that really, you know, study this practically by doing it, you know. So we're going to get back into music, but tell us where your website so people can go look up your organization and how they can get involved and all that before we go to break.
Yeah, do you have any information on your next event?
If anybody interested in this, you know, that's listening to this, they can easily contact me at www.blackdollars.com. If you're interested in the, you know, the movement of Man Up Stand Up, you can check that out at www.manupstandup.com. I mean, you know, basically, we can go, you contact me, and then we can go from there, basically.
That's what's up. So, Blitz, I know we have a lot of music queued up, but I want to rock this joint from a homie, Swave Sever, because he's an MC and a martial artist and, you know, has done tournaments and is known for, you know, his time running around in the streets. But he also is a battle MC, so it's real poignant for today's show topic. But let's thank Novell Bell for shedding some light, man.
I got to thank y'all for, you know, hosting me, putting me out there. So I thank you.
It's a pleasure, and I'll be at the next Man Up stand-up. I missed the last one. I was a little disappointed, but I'm definitely coming through to the next one. And good luck with your movement, and we're going to watch it grow and continue. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thank you, brothers. Peace.
All right, man. Peace. Peace. Yeah, man. So we really we heard a lot today, man, from MCs, fighters, trainers. What you think, Blitz?
It's a good show. Good show. We got a lot going on. When we come back from the music, I'll let people know about a lot of different events that are coming up in terms of hip-hop battles. I'll tell you more about the fights that are coming up in the next couple of days. And, yeah, that's what we're doing.
Cool,
this
cool.
Is,
so
the aggression, the fight club, the battle, the I don't know what you want to call it, vert episode of MCMI Radio. Get that Swave Sever queued up.
Yeah, man, this is the hottest hip hop fight song ever. Yeah, MCMI Radio.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those just were fast as lightning.
You son of a bitch!
I'm just messing with y'all. Poison Pen featuring Swave Sever, the Facebreaker, MCMI Radio. We'll be back with those events after these.
Yo, I
messages.
Beat the shit out you.
Feed you pheromones.
Then beat the bitch out you.
Get you pissy drunk.
Then beat the fence out you.
Fuck a brother up.
A brother beat the piss out you. We will get at you. Snuff in the smash your face. Snip.
Wrap my hands in ice.
Snuff again when I pop these painkillers. Not that I like fighting. I like excitement. I like liquor. I like strippers. I rock with all these 300 pound niggas. I gotta feel like
we run this town, nigga.
In the 80s, New York was Haiti. Free base and angel dust had these slums acting crazy. How could you not know the scrap, bruh?
Who wanna clap us?
It's easier to play taps with a cactus. Can't teach you the game.
You watch and learn.
Leave you like Martin after brawling Tommy Hearns.
Yo, you shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face. Shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass jaw, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
Yo, I'll break your face.
I'll break your face. Now why the knocked out niggas of all shapes and sizes? Get up. Do the sneaky niggas dirty. I hate surprises. Bet the next nigga that speaks reckless out they mouth gon' be the next nigga by layout. That's your jaw. Left, right, wrecking ball. You be out before that cameraman press record. So the shot might not capture the actual hit, but it'll capture your eyes rolling in the back of your head.
catch a nigga with a haymaker. Okie doke, stick and move, counterattack, rope a dope. One hit a quitter, he going out, comatose.
He not gonna fight back.
Nigga, I know he won't, but so what? He bump his gums, I'ma slump the chunk. I like fighting, uppercut inspired by Mike Tyson. Street fighter, the beef, I beat toothless. To start, it won't be smart, kid, you'll die. Yo, big shit, it throws stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass door, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
I'll break your face. You shouldn't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
And if you got a glass door, you should watch your mouth.
Cause I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
Yo, I'll break your face.
I'll break your face.
MCMI. Drop a gem on. Guess who it is?
Hey, yo, Trey. I think they in trouble. Got Storch. Why do I have to do it like this to them? Feels like a new day.
Now every time I come in, I hit you niggas with shit. Regardless, you get retarded and the niggas ain't got a clue on how the fuck I do what I do and say what I say and spit what I spit. You ain't never even got a question who. Cause you know that I'm the only nigga that could ever come and spitefully turn the place into a motherfucking zoo. Then I come in, I speak crazy shit, make the niggas do exactly what I want them to. From my point of view, instead of trying to step up, you're still trying to play catch up and keep up with the way your nigga grew. These niggas panic and fret and get schizophrenic and let their emotions out, and I doubt they could ever test my crew. Take a second, check it, I reckon my records are better than whatever record you recorded, that's why your shit is true. You fucking idiot, I don't think you get it, I'm one of the greatest ever, period, every syllable is true.
Now if you ain't running, you ain't handicapping your vision. I think it's simple and I think that it's really plain to see. No matter how much you try, no matter how much you make an effort, you niggas can never ever really fuck with me. Cause I'll hurt you, and I will learn you a thing or two. And I'll hurt you, and I'll finish your career for you.
MCMI,
like we bringing 88 back.
Yeah, yeah, MCMI.
So, yeah, this is the Beat a Motherfucker Up edition of MCMI Radio.
The Facebreaker, maybe we should call it that.
Okay. I like Beat a Motherfucker Up better, but whatever.
Sometimes that's too many characters, you know, to fit on the blog. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's true. So listen, there's a lot of things to talk about, a lot of shows and events coming up, like we had said earlier. His Angels fight is tomorrow. Also, the UFC fights are tomorrow on FX and Fox. If you guys want to check that out, it is free. You don't have to pay for that one, but you will have to pay after it goes off to watch the Pacquiao Marquez fight. That fight is on pay-per-view, but of course you can, you know, visit your local sports bar and you'll be able to check that out as well. Aside from that, in terms of hip-hop shows, there's quite a bit coming up. I'm going to jump around here in terms of dates. But the first one I want to tell you about is Sneaker Pimps is coming back to New York December 19th. And that is also going to be featuring Ghostface Killah and Sheik Looch, who are doing their album release party for Wu Block. So that should be pretty dope. You get to check out a bunch of crazy dope sneakers and check out, you know, the premiere release party for this Wu Block album, which is turning out to be pretty dope from the joints that I've heard. And that joint is at Webster Hall on December 19th. You know, you can just Google Sneaker Pimps or, you know, go to the Sneaker Pimps website and get the information on that. There are special guests on that. There's special guests. I don't see it. So, fuck it. Find it yourself.
All right.
Other than that, there is quite a few Hurricane Sandy relief concerts coming up, and they're all insane. Like, the lineup for these, and, you know, I'm happy to be friends with and know all the people that are putting these joints together. You know, geez, stop breathing so hard. God damn. So the first one I'll tell you about is put together by Viper Records and their CEO, Immortal Technique. He's doing a joint at Brooklyn Bowl on December 18th. And you can go to brooklynbowl.com for information on that. But he also has quite a few insane, talented artists coming through to help raise money for, you know, Sandy relief.
Right.
Gene Gray will be in the house. Hassan Halam, Jasiri X, CF will be in the house. Constant Flow.
Nice.
Pharoah Monch
nice.
Will also be there performing.
Nice.
And Pharoah Monch will be coming with some surprise guests to be announced. Or just
right.
to be seen once you get there and you pay the admission. And also it'll be hosted by MCMI Big Homie Poison Pen. That joint again is on December 18th. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Doors open at 6 o'clock. Show starts at 7. And there is another one, which is put together by our label mate and by us, MCMI and Established 1975, PH's organization will be doing a joint called The Classic. And it's classic because these MCs and people that will be performing are so
yeah.
fucking
this,
classic, yo.
This lineup is
this
nuts.
Joint,
this lineup is nuts.
Yeah, this joint is at Public Assembly and it's $15 at the door. The lineup is just, man, if you're a fan of, like, underground New York hip-hop, you have to go to this show. You have to go to this show.
Let him know.
Who's be performing. Artifacts. The Juggernauts. UG from the Cellar Dwellers.
Wow.
Mr. Khalil, also known as, or formerly known as, Mr. Man of the Bush Babies.
Bush Babies.
Zach Air of Cannibal Ox will be rocking. Polyrhythmatics,
nice.
The entire Polyrhythmatics crew will be rocking.
Okay.
Science of Life will be in the house. House of Reps, I mean, come on.
Bringing it back.
House
it's
of Reps,
like a...
yeah. Original Black Moon MC, Since the Bundy will be there. He'll be rocking. Mr. Live, El Fudge, Yeshua, and of course, you know, MCMI and The Plague. PH, Pumpkinhead will all be in the house.
Hydra.
Yeah, of course.
Speaking of MCMI, I know you have a few other events, but I want to make sure we talk about Substantial's Brooklyn Party.
Before we even get into anything else, the date
okay.
on that is December 28th. Again, that's at Public Assembly, and
okay.
all the proceeds from those two events I told you about will be going to Hurricane Sandy relief efforts.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Like you said, Substantial, he's got a joint coming
up. And last year, you know, last week, we were talking about he was in, I'm going to say it right, Baton Rouge, thank you. And people were wondering, like, what else is going to be? He's going to be in Brooklyn next Friday, okay, the 21st in Brooklyn. Oh, the 14th.
December 14th.
Homeless with the Artist Tour. It's with YU and the Marksman. And it's an art gallery, like a really nice place, and they got a sound system put in and everything. It's not like a club, but it's a really nice spot. It's called the Isolation Art Gallery, Third Isolation Art Gallery. It's on 1501 Broadway, Brooklyn, New York. It's hosted by Marksman. Substantial's going to turn it down. He just enlisted me to spin, so I'm going to be DJing. And
Marksman's a homie. Shout out to him, man. He's always dope. His shit is dope. So I'm excited to see him again too.
Yep. So you got any other really important events? Hit them. Got about 1 minute on the air.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got in terms of battles, you got Armageddon coming up. URL, you know, Poison Pen TV event. That's going to be insane. The challengers
okay.
are T-Rex versus Disaster, Sue Surfer, Seated, Goods versus X-Factor, DNA versus K-Shine. He's going to kill him. and there's a couple other people battling that. That's going to be on that's on the 9th. That's 2 days from now. So go to URL TV if you want tickets for that one. You know, Grind Time, I don't know what they're doing right now. They got some stuff coming up, I think. Pretty soon. But Also, I know, I think KOTD's got something coming up. Oh, forget that. Yeah, KOTD does have Blackout coming up, and the main event for that, go to KOTD.com for information on it, but they have Pat Stay versus Matt Hopper. That's going to be insane. That's the first,
that's
the first battle that was put in for that. But I want everybody to go see this play that I saw the other day. I don't have much time, but we'll put it up on the site.
So
you got to go see it. Hold on. Nah, it's called Ingenious Natures at the Soho Playhouse. Go see that. Go check it out. Okay. But check out MCMIReport.com for the info.
No doubt. So we're going to go out with maybe one song in the overtime this week. So we don't have a super long show, but we're in the studio. About to hit you with some plague bangers in a couple weeks. So it's a good cause why we're ending the show a little early today. But let's go out with something that has Substantial on it and Tone Deaf, the homie, and the rest of E-Fam, Pack of Film and Session on NCMI Radio, Real Hip Hop, Real Talk. And we'll be back next Friday.
Word. Fuck your whack shit.
Fuck your whack shit, MCMI Radio.
MCMI.
Like we bringing 88 back.
I will find you hiding from me. You will know me.
I got the itinerary. With this, I can say with confidence it arrives a trip to the very edge. A timetable, a spot to hit the fly missionary. Thinking on top of shit, plotting, aiming to drop the kids that show when the hits go both ways. Like college chicks, it's 4 a.m. And I'm equipped with scope raises and diamond tips. If you're assuming it's the groom, you're mistaken. On my intent, it's 5 a.m. and we rolling inside the van as we homing to make acquaintance with the anonymous faces behind the scratch. Knock, knock. 6 a.m. and we stationed beside the steps. So we trace to this guy's address. So we wait there in silence. Yes, and there he is. Arrogant Larry, the arrogant terrorist. Staring us down, frozen with his pair nailed to the ground. We made a plague at the civilian in the area. Bound blindfolded and shoveled in the van. He don't know where he is now. It's 7 o'clock, he's shuttling stop. He's scared but still proud.
Sending fags eat shit.
Make the call.
Just carry around.
Yo.
Hey, Carrie, Larry showing us where to hit town.
We'll leave my girl alone.
We're out front. You care to head out? By 8 o'clock, Larry's girlfriend had 8 o'clock. Paid a cop just to stand by the van. I made him watch. You can hate with all that you got. Claim us to call us two gods. Claim to get balls that you not racist. Come on, I do stop. You were rating the queue while celebrating some coons. The proof, you're 99% white. Playlist of coons. By 8:22, his face is pale blue. Master logo. Yo, we'll stand Twitter in the blow by blow. Hey, yo, Sesh, you mind turning down the heat, bro?
No, fuck that. I came for the free throw. Beat loads of people. T-toes and beat throat. Where I'm like Nikos. I got a P.O.
Yo, where the fuck did he go? Typical. 9 through 10, we kicked him out. We right on schedule. 11:45, where the drive-through went?
On a world tour with extended fam. Haters get choked out and body slammed. But we just came to party, man, to get it popping. What do you know? I'll be damned. A kid is starting. Why you wanna go and do that? It won't be pretty. Kick plenty ass when we roll up in your city like.
Shut up.
Okay, lunch break, kicking ass, sure builds an appetite. Running on an empty stomach, no way I can rap tonight. Put my order in, now I'm waiting for my beverages. I got a few seconds, kid, let me check my messages. Opinions are like consoles, come out your mouth eventually. And I ignore them, except this email that was sent to me. Started off normal, reading informal. College address, probably written from a dorm room. And read, what up, FM? I just heard your album, man. I gotta say, my little brother loves blessings. But my bro's a retard with horrible taste. And the air that you breathe is an oxygen waste. If I see you at a show, I'll look you right off the stage. And I'ma beat you till I leave you with a scar on your face. What? Who the fuck is this? You know I researched the profile. Thought I'd find a mean mug and Sasquatch with no smile. But what I found was so wild. The pimple face pipsqueak who probably pencil damn puberty to hit this week. Fire up the bus, we got another stop to make. This town is filled with lots of haters, so let's decrease the population. I'ma make a face for Zika. I don't need no weapon either. For Christ's sake, this kid's name is Ebenezer. He's talking reckless, put him on the guest list. Let him in, we'll show him exactly what we do to hecklers. Don't know what respect is, ask the five fingers.
This ain't a wrestling match.
Put him in the ring, I'll make him tap. He can't escape the figure four. No one ever did before. Elbow off the top rope. Say my shit is not dope. Friend this motherfucker's face. Right into the turnbuckle. That'll teach him.
Hold up, I learned my lesson.
Fuck you. That's what you walk again. Think about it next time you in the mood for talking shit. Hit him with the finisher. Three count and it's over. 8 o'clock, where's the waiter with my soul?
On a world tour with extended fam. Haters get choked out and body slammed. But we just came to party, man, to get it popping. What do you know? I'll be damn, a kid is starting. Why you wanna go and do that? It won't be pretty. Kick plenty ass when we roll up in your city like.
Shut up.
Sucker.
Shut up.
Motherfucker.
Is it 9 or 1?
I got him so hot. I drop.
My Radio, we're in the overtime. GMS on the wheels. MCMIReport.com.
Yeah. This is a revolutionary menage. Me, this beaten God. I pray hard for 2 minutes and I'm sinning at large. I close my third eyelid and hope God don't see me. And what I've been portraying on TV, I'm trying to bring the fire like Feeny. But end up at odds with myself like a clash between Monty and Feeny. Some want to be me, but don't want to trade in the insecurities of the urge to see me. I get panic attacks flying in coach like, if I die now, what's my last words spoke? Is my mother gonna break down? Does my wife have enough paper stash for the government shakedown? Governments break down, but men are not allowed. If you show emotions, it's the tears of a clown. I'm not in agreement. Half the niggas incapable of expressing love leave blood on the semen. I see men and all of the socially born mores. I see who they are and I see what they tell Tories. I see where they live and I see what they make public. I moved out the ghetto, but I am never above it. My salvation's what I covet, but I live selfish. Just me and my empress. Alone in my mind, it's an emotional temple. Good and evil seem to coexist in every sentence. Looking at the screen, seeing people I would not mind being. Still I pray and realize it's not my being. I am not one of them. I want greater success, but I can't stomach to be around none of them. So I travel with lesser of two evils. Unadvised, but I do business with my people. It's hard to separate sex from friendship. When friends don't see sex, they want you to end quick. That's how you separate friends from associates. Both are still capable of acting inappropriate. I've seen friends talk more shit than enemies. I'm probably guilty of doing it in my past, so I ask for forgiveness if you feel that I've hurt you. But don't disrespect my virtue. I'm trying to be a man, but I still have some actions of an adolescent. Lionheart, but I'm Simba with antidepressants. I'm antidepressant, I'm praying, I'm learning my lesson. Session to session, I'm trying to usher my confession. I never made my life public before this, and I can see the publicist ready to whore this. The truth's heavy, that's why most can't carry her. God spoke to me and I married her. The truth's heavy, that's why most can't carry her. God spoke to me and I married her. True.
MCMI. Mr. Untouchable. Ain't nobody fucking with me. You know I'm unfadable. That's the reason why I'm out of these streets.
Cause I'm a bona fide gangster. Hustler. I've never been a mark ass buster. Hater. How you love that?
Pressing like that bulletproof 740 Siva. Tipped $100 when the valet grabbed my keys. I'm running through this money like these hunters is Adidas. They hating and I see why. We riders and we fly. You niggas is neither. You know the procedure. Hustle till we run out and count cash and re-up. Hot till we die, so it's motherfucker detox. And only thing we run is Louis belts through our Levi's. Catch me at the function, hopping out dumb sick. All these hoes wanna fuck, but all I got is one dick. X-Bit, one more chance, all I need is one nip. And all my competition on some, I can't even front shit. You the one, can I see what this become? They waving they white flag, I'm still busting my gun. No surrender, no retreat, my nigga, I got to eat and keep. $1,000 sneakers on my feet.
Untouchable. Ain't nobody fucking with me. You know I'm unfadable. That's the reason why I'm out on these streets.
Cause I'm a bona fide gangster. Hustler. I've never been a mark ass buster. Hater. How you love that?
Put that West back on the man.
We ask to my alumni if you lay you down to sleep or wake up in the cool village.
Plenty pussy throwing pellet guns at me. Paranoia make it more than difficult for me to sleep. Pinnacle, I know I beat. Centerfold, I know I got. But they hate to frame me as the Mona Lisa of hip hop. So retaliation is a must. When we bend the block, my niggas jumping out the roof. Do, 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 do.
Drive past guns, flash, shooting up the charts too. BKDOT, put DNT inside my tooth. Walk inside the label, struck a match, and then I'm blue. Bomb, C4 everywhere, C4 everywhere. I got three oars with me, it smell like Dior and Derriere. Decoys die slow, you can detour to heaven stairs. So walk inside L's dungeon, I just might derail something. They pussies, I smell something. You dish on the daily, niggas, you pushing the daisy. I push the gas on Mercedes, nigga. Came in this game with a rollie chain in the dream. Became reality, made some casualties, my chopper scream. And now we dumping out the roof. Drive past guns, blast, shooting up the charts too. Me KDOT, put TNT inside my suit. Walk inside the label, struck a match and then I blew. Now we dumping out the roof. Drive past guns, blast, shooting up the charts too. Me KDOT, put TNT inside my suit. Walk inside the label, struck a match and then I blew. Niggas that thought that good kid gon' flop, or I might go pop, or your bitch won't drop. Knees when my shit drop. Y'all too infatuated with them fucking numbers, which make it easy for me to divide and conquer. I come from Compton, we ain't have it all. Smoke a space inside the cafeteria hall, and I'm putting fear in you all. See your skeleton shaking, jump out your body, you Ricky Bobby until you're naked. Y'all pray to God this week I be putting up bombs. I pray to God this beat is good enough for Sean. If not J. Cole, your shit is trash. But at least my opinion just made everyone laugh. This is where we at? I guess it's entertainment. I guess it's a speculation making a classic came with. If I ain't have the patience, I'll probably self-destruct. Real people want real music. The jig is up.
Your worst fear is confirmed. We love this, you crashed and burned. The real is back. K-Dot, it's your turn. Take your victory left. King Cole, salute the cops, it's on.
MCMI.
Drop a gem on it.
That nigga right there, nigga. Go see that nigga, man. Get out there, man. Go get out there, man.
Y'all motherfuckers supposed to have these. Get at him, dog. Put the fuckers on his teeth. Show him all that shit you talked about on your TV. Show him that hammer you backed out on your TV. That same nigga that called your mama a bitch. They called your wife a hoe. Yeah. See that nigga go? Storm that motherfucker. Blast that motherfucker. Damn that motherfucker. Get at that motherfucker. Yeah, ain't y'all motherfuckers supposed to have these? Have these? What? They in the street.
I moved back in the hood for good. These niggas ain't crazy. Brownsville forever, baby. Same place where my mama raised me. I'm forever holding my throne. Imagine if I had a couple million. Y'all niggas are half-assed dumb. They kinda lie in your face and say, word to everything you love. Don't talk that shit. When the real soldiers are real, you got the hip-hop crime unit holding you down. But if you feeling like a chimp, nigga, go and brush your shoulders off. Ladies and chimp too, go and brush your shoulders off. These niggas, they crazy, baby. You fucking with soldiers, I will pop your motherfucking head off your shoulders. So what it is?
Homie, you gon' get it, y'all ain't the one.
What it is?
Homie, you gon' get it, y'all ain't the one.
Everybody's a gangster now, busting them things, things on wax. Punk bitches, gang banging on tracks, but here's the facts. I smell pollution. I didn't want to yell niggas to try to George Bushman. And then they hit that tribe, he felt it. Any problems we dealt with, fuck the yapping and rapping back and forth. Hey, y'all motherfuckers supposed to have these? Get at him, dog. Put the fuckers on his teeth. Show him all that shit you talked about on your TV. Show him that hammer you backed out on your DVD. That same nigga that called your mama a bitch. They called your wife a hoe. Yeah, hear that nigga go. Motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, get at that motherfucker,
yo. Yeah. Ain't shot, motherfuckers supposed to have these, fuck the industry, take it in the streets, pump that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, get at that motherfucker.
Hey, yo, I'm a nerd that's threat, that's why full surface attack, brought the game blind, murder the set. Hey, yo, I had to have heard it for shit, this long wet behind the ears, you didn't hear, this is the murder cassette. Yep. I heard your mixtape, wasn't impressed. What is this mix? How about the gun in your back? It's all lies. Most of y'all got small fries. How if I let y'all tell it, y'all all gon' ride. But soon as shit hits the fan, then your man get clipped. That's when niggas hit the stand. And get the cat, 25 to click in the can. I punks I'm dusting in the club with. The same cat sport and slug with. Now y'all wanna discuss it? I'm disgusted. Here, take this nine and bust it. Fuck you, dumb shit.
Hey, y'all motherfuckers supposed to have these? Get at him, dog. What the fuck is all this piece? Show him all that shit you talk about on your TV. Show him that hammer, you got that on your DVD. That same nigga that called your mama a bitch, they called your wife a hoe. Yeah, see that nigga go? Storm that motherfucker, blast that motherfucker, damn that motherfucker, get at that motherfucker. Yeah, ain't shot. Motherfuckers supposed to have these. Fuck, they in the streets, take it in the streets. Pop that motherfucker,